Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's a question. What's the level of surety needed for waswasa? Does one need to be absolutely certain before acting, such as in matters of tahara?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
No, it's the opposite. The assumption is of purity. The assumption is of validity. The assumption is that, so therefore the assumption is you have wudu. The assumption is that it is not filth. The assumption is that the filth is only a little bit, if you're sure that it's filth. Then if you have a doubt, the doubt is ignored. Doubts are ignored, possibilities are ignored, inclinations are ignored, everything short of certainty is ignored. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah wants ease for you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. And Allah does not want hardship for you. So in these matters, that is the teaching. And we have an excellent reader on purity and the issues of misgivings. And so even if you think, I'm pretty sure I lost my wudu, no. Unless you know that you lost your wudu, you didn't lose your wudu. I think that's filth. It's not. Unless you are sure. But surety needs clear proof. It looks exactly like filth. It smells exactly like filth. Right? Then it's filth. Otherwise, it's a stain. A stain could be anything. You don't need to prove why it's not filthy. You have to have undeniable proof that it is filthy. The operational certainty about things is that they're pure. Certainty is not lifted by doubts or possibilities. Certainty, rather, is only lifted by certainty. And you can read the related answers. Walhamdulillah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.